Okay, today's daf is Zion. So we got to the last two lines of Vav and Beis. We were still talking about Bir Rishona and Leil Shabbos. So the Gemara asks a question, tries to prove that it should be mutter from a case of Mapis Morsa, popping a pimple. The Gemara says, Mesiv Rabbi Ami, Mapis or Mapis Morsa, Bishabbos im lasos lapef. The point is to create a Pesach, an opening of some sort. That's chayiv, you're trying to create some airspace. So that's a problem. If you look at Rashi, chayiv, first Rashi actually before the im lasos lapef, three lines up. Shemeskavin liafoso lios lapesach zelium machar. You plan to have an opening so that by tomorrow, I guess the air will come out and the pus will come out maybe. Chayiv shu misakin pesach. You're fixing an opening. V'chayiv mishimbone. The ashkachan binyan bebali chayim dichsev aivin esetzela. You find that building binyan could also be applicable to humans, to people, to animals. It says by Chava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built Chava from the rib. So binyan is shayach even by creatures, if you will, animals and people. So binyan also is shayach to a pimple. So that would be chayv if the point is to create a Pesach. Vim lahoti mimenu lechav. The point is simply to extract the pus and pater. The Pesach happens mimela, but your intention is really just to extract the pus, so that would be a putter. And Rashi adds, not only putter, but the first parak in Masechah Shabbos tells us it's even mutter entirely. It's mutter lichatchil in this particular case. So just like it's mutter by the case of Mepis Morsa, so it's tishri mutter by Dam Besulim. And the Gemara says, no, hasam pakit v'akir, hacha pakit v'lo akir. Even though there is maybe a membrane holding the pus and holding the blood, they're still very different. And Rashi explains the mitzias here. It says Rashi two lines down from the top on Daf Zayin Hosam over there, Gabi Lecha, by the pus of the pimple. Pukit Karnes Biyachad. Yes, it's all together. It's in a membrane, the ochre, and it's removed from the skin itself. Kulam in a bus of Omid Lates. It's completely independent, the pus, and doesn't stay part of the skin, so that's not considered a chabura, and that's why it's mutter by a pimple. Bahacha here, dam besulim pakidhu below akir. Legamre el nivla ktas biksam. Yes, it stands alone. It's somewhat independent as a pocket, it's a separate membrane, but it's not entirely removed from the skin itself. The alpha pishena mechuber kishar dam ha'ivarm. Even though the blood of dam besulim is not quite like blood of the rest of the body, it is somewhat independent. Elakonus, it's in one location. Miu domel le mechuber hu shena mechal lates b'klecha. It's somewhat in between. It's kind of connected to the body, not entirely independent, and therefore it's very different in mitzias than that of the lecha of the mapis morsa. Gemara now says two lines down from the top here. Halacha ma'isa, how do we paskin? Legabe bir rishona leil Shabbos. Says Rabbi Ami, shari lemibal betchila v'Shabbos. One's allowed to bir rishona on leil Shabbos. So Amri le Rabban, Rabban say v'halo ksive ksubasa. How could that be? There's no ksuba written, and there's an issur. We'll see later on in the Masechta that's also livol an isha. Even if you marry a woman and there's no ksuba, that bir becomes bias nus. This becomes a problem sometimes if a woman does not know where her ksuba is, and it does happen. You have to write another ksuba to replace it. The husband and wife cannot be with each other in the same house if there is no ksuba. They can be married, everything else is okay, but if they lose a ksuba, they don't know where it is. That presents a big problem. So apparently, so they say, Rabban say Rabbi Ami, but if there's no ksuba, how is bia allowed? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Who says there's no ksuba? Amilu atafsua metaltim. You could use property, you could use metaltin as a mashkin of some sort for the ksuba itself. You don't need an actual written ksuba, but that will also suffice. Either way, you see that there's a need for ksuba, but lamaisa is permitted to have bia rishona betchila b'shabbos. Then the Gemara says, Rav Zvid, shari lemival betchila b'shabbos. He also permitted it. And Ikadami, others say, not only did he permit it, but Rav Zvid Gufa, he himself, bal betchila b'shabbos. His first beer with his wife was also leil Shabbos. So Rav Yehuda, shari lemival betchila b'yamtif. He permitted it on yamtif as well. So Amar Rav Papi, mishmei d'Rava, lo tema, don't say, only b'yamtif shari. Habu Shabbos asa. Don't make the diuk that he only permitted this on yamtif, but Shabbos would be forbidden. Dehu adin dafil b'shabbos nami shari. In a chanami, Shabbos would also be allowed. The only reason why he mentioned Yontif is because Ma'is Shahaya Kachaya. He was referring to a particular case whereby they had gotten married, and the Bir Rishonah was Leil Yontif. But in a chanami, Hu Adin Shabbos would be allowed Bir Rishonah. But comes along with Papa, he says otherwise, not true. There is a distinction, there is a chilik between Yontif and Shabbos. Or Papa Mishmei de Rav Amar, B'yamtif shari, b'shabbos aser. Why would there be a distinction? Why is yamtif allowed to be a rishonah but not Shabbos? Why would there be such a chilek? So amar le rapapi, le rapapa, my daitcha, what's your understanding? Mitoch shehutra chabur le tzorech, hutra nami shalal tzorech. We have a content that comes to yamtif that certain malachas are allowed in Yontif, they're not allowed in Shabbos. And once those melachas are allowed in Yontif, not only are they allowed for things that are tzarech, we'll see tos what tzarech means, but even that which is shalol tzarech. So since shchita, which is a heta, you could do a melacha in Yontif for the purpose of ochel nefesh, for food, you could shecht an animal if you need it on Yontif, and that's a chabura. So just like you need it for tzarech of Yontif, you could also use it for shalol tzarech, that which is not needed for Yontif itself. And with this example would be a birishona. As opposed to Shabbos, where chaburas and shchita is not allowed on Shabbos, so just like it's not allowed for tzorech, it's not allowed shalol tzorech either. And that's the distinction according to Rav Papa. So Gemara then says, Elmath, if that's the case, there's such a distinction that once you allow hutcha l'tzorech, and you even allow hutcha nami shalol tzorech, they take it to one degree further. Elmiata, mutter lasos mugmar b'yamtif. You should be able to light a fire, and they used to have, some people used to light some perfume or cologne to make the clothing smell nicely. So light a fire and have some incense make the clothing smell nicely. Because once mitoch shehutra havara l'tzorach, once you could have a fire lit for the purpose of cooking, hutchanami shlotzorach, allow it to be used for mugmar. So the Gemara says, you're right. There is such a concept of hutra that we take something that's a mloch allowed l'tzorach and extend it to shlotzorach, but there is a limitation. And what's that limitation? Amalei alecha makra, to you I use the pasuk, ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh, that it's something eaten by everyone, davar hashav l'chol nefesh, that which is equal, that everybody could appreciate. Not everybody did a mugmar. There are certain mufunakim, certain people who are very particular, they wanted their perfume, they wanted their cologne to smell in the clothing, that was not the rove. That was a few individuals here and there. That's not what's called shava l'chol nefesh. It has to be a mlacha that's shava l'chol nefesh. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, nefesh davar hashav l'chol nefesh is mutter, bi'ila shava l'chol, the Indian of bi'ah is certainly shava l'chol, aval mugmar eino elo l'mufunakim, that's only for the particular individuals who are very, very careful about the things smelling very nicely. So it has to be a mlacha that's shava l'chol. Now on that piece, look at Tosis all the way in the bottom. Tosis writes in terms of bia, five lines up from the bottom. Amar le ana davar tzarech l'chol nefesh kamina. Actually, we didn't do this yet. But we'll read the words tzvi l'chol nefesh. Fine, we'll see Gemara in just a second. V'chein bia. Bia is also considered shava l'chol nefesh. And he asks, kashali, damar b'sof perak beiz debeitza, ma'u l'chabos haner mipnei davar acher. Can a person extinguish a flame in order to allow for bia? So the lights are off. Umasik da'asr, ha chashari, mishum d'sharach l'chol nefesh. How come over there it's asr to be mechaba the bia, the ner, to allow for bia, but here bia rishon is allowed? Either way, the bia is shav l'chol nefesh, so you should be able to, just like you can make a chabura for bia rishona, you should be able to be mechaba ner as well for bia as well. So Gemara says, v'yesh lomar, the hacha dafka b'bila rishona demitzi. The heter is not bia in general, it's bia rishona is the only heter. The havi tzarech mitzvah hayom, it's related to that particular, for the mitzvah of, performing the mitzvah bia rishona. Aval shar b'ilos ein kokach tzarech hayom, that's not called essential to the day. And then he gives another answer, v'yesh lomar, dekibor ha'ner ner mipnei davar acher, havi k'ma machshirim. It's a preparation for mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah itself. A chabura is the mitzvah itself. The extinguishing the ner is a hechsher of the mitzvah. There's no heter for being overriding a melacha for hechsher. It's only for a mitzvah itself. Okay, either way, the Gemara says now back inside. So you need a melacha that's shave l'chol nefesh. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava, the Rav Ashi, el miyata, if that's the case, nizdam min lo tzvi, the person catches a, he has a deer, he has venison, the yomtif. Not everybody eats deer, so it's not shavachon nefesh. Would you suggest that it should be asr to shecht an animal, a tzvi rather, on Shabbos? It's not shavachon nefesh. So amalei ana davar hatzarach l'chol nefesh kamina, tzvi tzarach l'chol nefesh hu. No, something that is in the parsh that everyone would have. I mean, the tzvi is a detail. The concept, the category of eating, that's shav l'chol nefesh, and therefore shchit is allowed. If you're shechting a cow or a goat, that's a minor detail. That's not going to indicate whether it's us or not. As opposed to mugmar, the category of mugmar is not shav l'chol nefesh. The category of shchita is shav l'chol nefesh. Yes, a tzvi is for particular people who like the deer, but that's a detail of the overall category. And since the category of shchita would be allowed, then you can't say that's not called shav l'chol nefesh. Now, the Gemara had said the concept hutra l'tzarech, hutra nami shlo l'tzarech. What is called hutra l'tzarech? How do you define tzarech? What's called a need? You need to take a look at Tosas here. Actually, Mechlok is Rashi Tosas in Maseches Beita, but Tosas tells you his position. Look at Tosas, just the very top few lines of Dibra Maschil, mitoch shehutra l'tzarech, says Tosas. Perish l'tzarech ochel nefesh, that if you're allowed to do melacha such as shechita for cooking, for eating purposes, you could do it for non-cooking purposes. So does that mean for any purpose? Does it have to be any tzarech you want, shelo tzarech at all? Tosafot says, no, there must be some, even when we say shelo tzarech, there must be some tzarech ksas. What does that mean? Ubavachi tzarech hanas hayom, or tzarech kim mitzvah b'yamtiv. You can't just do any random shchita. It has to be something you're going to use and enjoy today. When the Gemara says in Beitza you could carry a child in Yantif, there's no melacha of hotzah in Yantif, it doesn't mean just carry them for no reason, it means carry them for the purpose of bris milah, says Tosos. And the Sefer Torah to carry it outside within an area, but that doesn't mean carry it for no reason, it means Sefer Torah likros bo, ululav lases bo. There's no need at all, klal, lo, there's no heter. You can't just start carrying around rocks and baking for the next day. That's not a tzarech. When we say shalol tzarech, means shalol tzarech entirely, but there must be some tzarech tzas for that particular maisa, that melacha. Back inside the Gemara now, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Hora Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan gave Hora, B'tzaydan, in the city of Tzaydan, Aser Livo B'tchilev Shabbos. He says that one may not have Bir Rishona Leil Shabbos. The Gemara is bothered by the word Hora. U'mi'ika Hora L'Isser? Is the word Hora applicable to Davar Isser? Is that really Shaykh? Why not? So Rashi explains here, if you look at Mi'ika Hora L'Isser, Mi Kari Isser Hora, when you say something's Aser, is that called a Hora? Is that called like a Psak? Mishum D'chol Adam Rasha L'Hachmir. Anyone can be Machmir. It's not hard to be Machmir in yourself. When a person says aser, doesn't mean that he's really right. If you're not sure the halacha, most people will be machmir and play it safe. That's not called hora. Hora is a decision. Being aser just means you're playing it safe. So hora and iser don't go in line with each other. So it says the Gemara, in it's shayach. You try to have hora even to paskin aser. It's not always because of a chumra. It could be because you paskin. That's us the aser. That's how the Mishnah says, Horuhu Bezhil, Shaitain is zero od sheva shanim acheris. A completely different topic, Mishnah Mesechas Nazir, but they gave hora that Hilni Amalk has to be a Nazir for 7 years. That was a hora by Davar Isser. The Tosaf and Amun Beis, actually, it's not the right place, but Tosaf and Amun Beis talks about, even though Hilni Amalk and Hillel did not overlap, is referring to Beis Hillel. The Talmidim of Hillel gave the Psak to Hilni Amalk. And then Inami, another Raya, Kihad the Tani, the Raya says, Chud HaShidra Shenifsak Berubo, if the spine was split, most of it was split, the very Rebbe, in terms of what's the Trefa, Rebbe Yaakov Omer Afil Nikav, even if there's a hole. So in that context, Hora, Rebbe, Rebbe Yaakov, they gave Hora of an Isser. So we see there are instances where the Mishnah and the Braisa uses Hora even to Paskin Aser. So in that Mishnah about the Trefa, Amr Rav Huna, Ein Halach Rebbe Yaakov, we do not Paskin Rebbe Yaakov. And then Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Masni Hachi, Amr Rebbe Yabohu, Shah Rebbe Shmuel Ben Yaakov Demin Tzur, came from a city Tzur, Es Rebbe Yochanan B'Tzaydan, in the city of Tzaydan, he asked him the following question. Vana Shami Bahau Livel B'Tchil B'Shabbos, I heard, what's the psak about being Bol Rishona B'Tchil B'Shabbos? Amalei Aser, it's Aser, however, the Ba'aman is, L'maisa Hilchaza Mutter Livel B'Tchil B'Shabbos. After that whole long discussion of a couple blot, Aser Mutter, what's the reason why? The bottom line is, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Mutter Birshona Bishabbos. So now the Gemara says, back to a discussion about Sheva Brachos.
Is there such a thing now or no?
Yeah, if it happens, certainly it would be allowed, 100%. Yeah. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rebbe Chalba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, Achas Basula V'Achas Amana, whether or not when a Kala gets married, whether she's a Basula, her first marriage, or she's an Amana from a second marriage, Tuna Bracha, they both require Bracha, they both require Sheva Brachos. So Mi Amar Rav Huna, Hachi, does Rav Huna really hold this way? V'Hamar Rav Huna, Amana Eino Tuna Bracha. He writes that a Amana who gets remarried does not get Sheva Brachos. And the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, there is no contradiction, Kan B'Bachar Shinasa Amana, Kan B'Almon Shinasa Amana. If the Almana is marrying a Bachar, it's a Bachar's first time getting married, then there are Sheva Brachos. If the Almana is marrying an Almon, where they're both having a second marriage, then there wouldn't be Sheva Brachos, so there's no contradiction, they're different cases. So Gemara says, V'Almon Shenasa Almana, lo, is it true that if they're both remarrying, there wouldn't be Sheva Brachos? V'Hamar of Nachman Armeli Huna Barnasan, Tana, we have a Brisa that teaches us, Minayin Lebriachas Hachasanim. Biasara, how do you know you require a minion for Sheva Brachos? Shenemar Vayika Chasara Nashim Mizikne Ha'ir, they took 10 of the elders of the city. Vayomer Shivu Po, sit here. Vayeshu Boaz, Vayeshu, talking about Boaz and Rus. and they had Sheva Brachos. This is the source we'll see of having a minyan for Sheva Brachos. So, and Boaz was an Almon Shinasa Almana. That was a case of a remarriage. And yet we still see that there were Sheva Brachos. So Gemara says, my Eino Tuna Bracha. When we said initially that an Almana doesn't get a Bracha, that means the Amar Ravuna Eino Tuna Bracha called Shiva. She doesn't get a full 7 days of Sheva Brachos. Aval Yomecha Tuna Bracha. She gets at least 1 day. So what happened is Almana has 1 day of Sheva Brachos, and the Basula has 7 days of Sheva Brachos. So the Gemara says, Ella, Hadatanya, Shaktu Chachamim, they made a Takana, Al Takanas Benos Yisrael, Shusamech Ima Gimel Yamim. We discussed yesterday, they made a Takana that Almana should have 3 days, that the husband should stay home to spend 3 days with her, to get married Thursday, have a late Thursday night, so he's home Friday, and then Shabbos. So there are 3 days. How can we suggest above that there's only 1 day of Sheva Brachos if the Takana was to have 3 days of Sheva Brachos? And so Gemara says, Bimai, with what? What's the case where she have 3 days of Sheva Brachos, this Almana? Iba Bach, if she married a boy who was for the first marriage, Hamas, we just said above, it should be Shiva. It should be Sheva, 7 days of Sheva Brachos. Iba Almon, if it's referring to an Almana who married an Almon, Hamas, we just said Yom Echa, there's only 1 day of Sheva Brachos. So what's the instance whereby the Shaktu Chachamim that there are 3 days of Sheva Brachos? And the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between Brachos and Simcha. Iba Yisema Ba'almon Yom Echad Lebracha, B'tshloshu Simcha. When an Almon marries an Almana, there's 1 day of Sheva Brachos, but there's still 3 days of Simcha. What does 3 days of Simcha mean? I mean, he stays home from work and spends 3 days with her. That's what Simcha means. Simcha does not mean Sheva Brachos, that's one thing. 1 day of Sheva Brachos and 3 days of hanging out with each other. Ibai Seima, Bebachar, maybe it's referring to a Bachar who married a Almana. Shiva Lebracha, they get 7 days of Sheva Brachos because he's a Bachar, it's his first marriage, but Shloshu Lesimcha, but there's only 3 days to, he has to stay home to spend the time with her. So 3 days refers to Simcha, and the Brachos refers to the days of Sheva Brachos. So Gemara now says on the top of Zayin Mebez, Mesive, Mivarchan Lebasula Shiva, Ula Almana Yomecha. So you have Brachos of 7 days for Basula, and for Almana, it's 1 day. So my, what's the case here? La b'afilu almana shenisayis lebachor. We just said above, if an almana marries a bachor, so the din would be 7 days. But here, the Brisa says, the almana gets married to anybody, seemingly. It should only be 1 day of Sheva Brachos. We said, if she marries a bachor, it should be 7 days, not 1 day. Mar says, la almon, referring to an almon, that if an almana marries an almon, there should only be 1 day of Sheva Brachos. Aval lebachor, in a chanami, if she were to get married to a bachor, my, it would be Shiva. Ihachi, that's the case. The Brisa should have explained that. Ihachi, listen, it should have said, Mivarchan the Basula, Shiva, Ula Almana, Shinisei's Lebachor, Bachor, Shiva, Ula Almana, Yomechad, Ula Almon, La Yomechad. So why didn't the Brisa tell us this? With just one extra few words, it could have explained and made everything very clear. So where it says, Milsa the Psikasa Kadani, he was talking about extreme, the bookends. The Leka Basula, the Batsa Mishiva, there's never Basula who has less than 7 days, meaning regardless of whether Basula marries a Bachor or an Almon, she'll always get Sheva Brachos. And Velek Almana debatim yomechad. An Almana will always have at least 1 day. If she marries an Almon, it will only be 1 day. If she marries a Bachar, it will be 3 days. But she always have at least 1 day. So those are the extremes we're talking about. But yes, there's an in-between case of Almana marrying a Bachar. In a Chanami, she'll get 3 days of Sheva Brachos. Really, 7 days of Sheva Brachos. So now the Gemara says, Gufa. Amr of Nachman, we just said above, the source of minyan for Sheva Brachos. It says by Boaz, sit here, and they were the minyan that was needed for the Sheva Brachos of that marriage. Rabbi Abahu brings another source how we know there's a need for a minyan for Sheva Brachos. Amar miyachah, makelus baruch elokim, Hashem mimakor Yisrael. So what's the raya there? If you look at Rashi in the top two lines down, says Rashi, b'makelus baruch elokim, Hashem mimakor Yisrael, al birchas Mekor, on the bracha of the Mekor, of literally the uterus, the bracha of Pruvu, Tzach Kal, you need a Makelis, you need a Kal, V'hainu Asara, Kima Hakel Asa Eda, to gather Eda together, V'ein Hakel B'pachas Me'eda, V'eda Asara Kidalfinon, based on the Gemara of Eda Sivergal, the Meraglim, so we have a whole Gzeh Shah Meraglim to Eda of Korach, and so on. We learn that Eda refers to, Kal refers to 10 people, so this is the pasuk that when it comes to Bircha of the Mekor, the bracha of Pruvu, the bracha of Chasanim, that requires a Kal 10 minutes. So this is Machlokas. What exactly is the source? So now everyone wants to know, what do each person do with the other pasuk? So Rav Nachman, so Bahaikra, the Rebbe Yabohu, my Darishbe, what does he do with the pasuk? Rav Nachman, who used the pasuk of Vayikach Asara, what does he do with the pasuk Makelis Barhu? So Gemara says that Mibarilei Lichetanya, a different concept. Hayara Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilu Ubrim, Shebimei Ima. How do we know that even the fetus, Amru Shira Ahayam, they sang Shira Az Yashir at Kriyas Yamzuf, They gave a bracha from the Makor, even when they were still as a fetus, they also sang Takadosh Baruch Hu. V'idach, imken, so what would Rabbi Abo respond to this? Imken, if it was really just teaching me about the Shiras Hayam, imken lemakor mi beten, that would have been sufficient. My mimakor, why use the language of Makor? Aliske Makor, the matters of Makor, which refers to Puravu. So that change of language teaches me both that they sang Shir Bayam, and also that there's an Indian to have a kahal when it comes to bracha of the Makor of Berichas Chasanim. Now Rabbi Abahu, who used the pasuk Makelis Baruch Hu, what does he do with the pasuk of Vayikach Chasar Anashim? So Gemara says, Rabbi Abahu, my b'hai kra, the Rabbi Nachman, the Nachman, my darish pribe, hahumi barley, the midrash, amoni v'lo amonis, mu'avi v'lo mu'avis. We know that Rus was a mu'avis, but they taught the drasha that only a Moavi may not marry into a Kleisel, but a Moavis may. So they needed 10 people, not because of Shabrachos. They wanted to make a public statement and make it clear Boaz is marrying a Rus, she's a Moavis, and therefore it's allowed. So 10 people should know, and to mefarsim the davar, not because of Birchas Chasanim, but to teach this drasha that everybody learns the drasha. Because these Hakadaitech, if you thought the gathering of 10 people was for the purpose of the bracha, Los Hagi de Lav Zakanim, only Zakanim. I mean, why did the Pasuk say, Vayikach Asar Anashim Mizikna here? It could have said, Asar Anashim, 10 people, any 10 people serve as a minion for Birchas Chasanim. Why Dafka Zikna here? Because he wanted to be established at the Drush of Moavi, the Moavis, that the Zakanim understood this, and they passed on this Mesura, so it was an ending of being Mepharis in the Drusha, and nothing at all to do with the Lachas of a minion for Birchas Chasanim. Whereas the Idach says, Yitzhak Adaydach Lemidrash, if it was to just be darshan b'tzibor, lo sagi de lava sara, you not need 10 people, that only with that 10 people makes a piersum in. So Gemara says, the piersum, the question is, you don't need 10, you could have 6 people can make it a public matter. Why dafka a minyan? So Gemara says, in the pursume milsa, gudama le shmuel, le rav chanan, bagdasa from Baghdad, pokva aishu de beasara, veimelacha ban payu, hamazaki luber kana. So in a different context, he wanted to teach the din, you can mezake a kinyan to a uber, to a fetus who's not yet born, you can mezake to them right now. And he wanted to gather 10 people to make a public matter. I mean, even though there's not a davar shiv kedusha, and typically 10 people is needed for a davar shiv kedusha, there's also, for the farsim and milsa, to make something public, also 10 was used. That's not such a strange thing that the number 10 is used. Don't say just because 10 means it's a davar shiv kedusha and it's a minyan for birchas chasam. That's also how people used to publicize certain matters. The ma'aseh, that last halacha we just taught about mezakel uber, the ma'aseh Gemara says hilchazah mezakel uber lo kan, it doesn't work, even though he tried publicizing that it does work, but the ma'aseh does not work. In the end of the day, we find that there are two opinions here. What is the source of a minyan for birchas chasanim? Is it again from Boaz, or is it from the pasuk Makelos Baruch? So now, look at Tosis for a second here. Tosis points out there's another source for asara. Tosis writes shenemar vayikach Boaz asar anashim. He took 10 men. Umaseches kala the ma'isikra by Baruch Hu as Rivka. By Baruch Hu as Rivka, that was another instance whereby there were sheva brachos. And ikal meimar. So there, how come the pasuk the Gemara doesn't use that as a pasuk as a source of a minyan? Ikal meimar the hasam birchas erusin v'halcha birchas nisun. No, two different things. By Rivka, that was talking about engagement. Here we're talking about marriage. So two different types of halachas. So that's why the Gemara doesn't bring the maseches kala. V'yesh loma misham. You can learn from that case of Rivka that sheyesh levarach birchas erusin leisha. Even though normally we have a man directly engaged to a woman, he does harat mekudesh shli. So in the end of the day, we learn from there, even if he uses a shliach, that shliach should also say the bracha, because that case, what's the case of Rivka? Sharei Eliezer shliach haya. He was a shliach of Yitzchak Avinu, and therefore, if he said vayivarachu as Rivka, he gave the bracha to Rivka, he recited the bracha of Birchas Erisin on behalf of Yitzchak Avinu. So we see even through shlichas, one can say the bracha of Birchas Erisin. That's the initial suggestion of Tosus. But then he says, no, v'nir desmach tev amahi, the truth, this is not really precise. De'asara lo mishamei mahasam, you don't really learn 10 people from vayivarachu as Rivka. Not really referring to Birchas Erisin, but don't learn any halachas about Birchas Erisin for the Ma'is of Rivka and Eliezer. It was just, they could stop giving a bracha, but wasn't a Birchas Erisin per se. So now back inside the Gemara. Gemara says that the two dots, Taner Rabbanim. Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim. You give the bracha Birchas Chasanim in the house of the chuppah. Rashi explains, Kishenichnas al chuppah, Nisun. When you enter into the chuppah, that's when you give the bracha of Birchas Chasanim. Rabbi Huda Omer, Even the Beis HaAsurim, so Rashi says, even when you're a Mekadisher, the engagement, which is before Nisun, nowadays we do everything together. The engagement is giving the ring, and the Chuppah is considered Nisun. We do it all lumped together. Back then, they had 12 months separation. They'd get engaged first. He'd prepare himself to support her, and 12 months later, they'd have a Chuppah. So according to Tanakhama, you say Birchas Chasanim only under the Chuppah. If Huda says you would even say it even the Beis HaAsurim, 12 months before the marriage, you would say it as well. So what exactly would you be, Amar Abaye Yehuda Shanu Mipnei Shem Mishachet Ima. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda said he would say in a Beis HaAsurim, because in the area called Yehuda, they would actually have a Yichud. During the Erisin, they'd actually have a Yichud, and therefore there's a need for the Bracha first. If you look at Rashi, Shem Mishachet Ima, Be'erisin, Kadeshi Libo Gaspa. We want them to entice them to have them attracted to each other. So we place them in a room of Yichud together. Lefikach Mevarchim Birchas Chasan Mitchila. Therefore, they say Bracha initially before the Yichud. The Tanya Mimasechet Kala below Bracha Asur Labaila Kenida. If that weren't to be the case, they can't have Yichud with each other, not married yet. So you have to have a Bracha, they get engaged. And then there's Birchas Erisin. Now Yichud's permitted. There's no Bia, but in theory it would be allowed. So there's Yichud. And then 12 months later, they actually get married.
Right,
Birchas Erisin, we're about to see what Birchas Erisin is going to tell us here. He's going to ask those very questions.
Sure.
Yeah, so now look at Tosus for a second. The small Tosus, the top line, the wide line of Tosus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ap Beis Erisin, Mevarchen Osam Mipnei Shem Mishachet Ima, V'Aminan Kal B'lo Bracha Asura L'Bai L'Kenida. If there's no Bracha, the husband and wife are Asur, like Nida. U'Lufi Shepamim Ba'aleh Shlo L'Shem Chuppah. Sometimes the Habiyah, it wasn't L'Shem Chuppah, Osin Bracha Mitchila, they should take Kala B'Bracha. Because sometimes in Yehuda this happened, the Gemara speaks about this on a number of occasions, in Yehuda, they actually try to gain them together to get to know each other, but sometimes that would lead to them, they would do more than they're supposed to be doing. So just to be safe and protected, they had the Bracha at Birchas Erisin when they got engaged, just in case something would happen afterwards. So the Gemara now says, Tani Idach, the Baraisa says, Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Bebeis Chasanim, U'Birchas Erisin Bebeis Erisin. So Birchas Erisin Mai, what's the Bracha Mai Mevarch? What is the Bracha Birchas Erisin? So Rabin by Rav Ada, Rabba by Rav Ada, Tervayu, both of them held that Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, Amri Berchata Hashem, Elokim Ve'achalom, Asher, Kedishem, Be'mitzos, Ve'itzivano, Al Ha'arayos, Ve'asalanu Asa Rusos, Ve'itilanu Asa Nesus, Ayde Chuppah, Ve'kedushin. That Bracha that the Masada Kedushin says under the Chuppah, that is what's called the Birchas Erisin. And this Machlokas, whether this should be said before or after the Maisa. So we Paskin, you say it before. The question, the Rush and the Rambam argue this. The Rush says you should say it afterwards. The Rambam says you should say it before. What's the machlokas? The Rambam thinks Erusin itself is a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. In every mitzvah, we say over liasiyasim. We say the bracha prior to the keem of the mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says say it before him. And that's what we do. The Rush says that no, there's no mitzvah of Erusin. The mitzvah is peruvu. Erusin is a hechsha mitzvah to allow for peruvu, but there's no mitzvah in Erusin at all. So the nature of the bracha of Birchas Erisin for the Rosh is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas Shevach. We're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvahs of keeping tznius and keeping their rayos and everything like that, and being mati and nesuos. It's a Birchas HaShevach, so you should say it after. Birchas HaShevach is always after. You see lightning, you say it after the fact. You hear thunder, you say it after the fact. So here as well, you say the bracha after the fact. That's the opinion according to the Rosh. Then the Gemara says back inside, so that's the bracha. How do you conclude the bracha? So Rav Achav Rei the Rava Mesayim Bei Mishmei the Rav Yehuda Bracha Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Aide Chuba VeKedushin. That's how you complete the bracha. Uman Delo Chasim Midei. Why the one who says there's no chasima? You just kind of leave it off without a small bracha at the end. Midei to have a Birchas Peres, a Birchas Mitzvos, because just like we have Birchas Peres, it's just Boy Per Eitz. There's no second Birchat Hashem. It's Shak only Bidvaro. So too here as well. There's no need for a second Birchat Hashem at the end. And man, the chasim, those who did say a chasima, midid have a kiddusha. Similar to kiddush, if you look at Rashi, midid have a kiddusha, kevin the beloshin kiddusha, he, kiddush hayom, chas minim be, because just like kiddush is a longer bracha, and it's a mekadish something, so to erisin, you mekadish something as well, and therefore you model birchas erisin after birchas of a kiddush. There's a long bracha and there's some interruptions. We have to say bracha Hashem again at the end of Kiddush. So do we say the same thing when it comes to Birchas Erisin as well? We'll look at Birchas Chasam. We'll learn that tomorrow. What exactly those are? That's in Shabbat Brachos. We'll learn about that tomorrow. Actually, before I do that, Let's just do an interesting toast before we turn the page, because it's fascinating toast was here. Says the Gemara, last two lines. Tanur Rabbanan, Mevarchan, Birchas Chasanim, Biasara, Kol Shiva, Yevsheh, Brachos, all 7 days, with a minyan. Amar Vihuda, Vahu, Shibbo, Parm Chadashos. You have Parm Chadashos, you have to have a new face each time. Rashi says, Parm Chadashos, Bechol Yom, Shiloh, Hayusham, Esmol. They could not have been there the day prior. Fascinating toast in the bottom here. He writes, Vahu, Shibbo, Parm Chadashos, Omeri, the Parm Chadashos ain't kari ela bivnei adam shemar bin bishvilam besimcha yosef. Can't be a stam guy, a random stranger they don't know. Has to be someone who really enhances their simcha. Somebody that they know that was not at the chuppah and was not at any of the previous shev brachos. And Shabbos, the chashvinim Parm Chadashos daminim beagada bezmuvim barshulim haShabbos. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Parm Chadashos bo lakan. That Shabbos itself serves as a Parm Chadashos nemar shir. That's deserving of saying a shir. That's why there's no need for Parm Chadashos on Shabbos, with the exception of Shalosh Shudis, we'll see why. Hasamnami Marbin Lechavod Shabbos B'Simcha V'Suda. The reason why, because since we enhance the meal, the amount of food, the type of food, all that increases the Simcha, that replaces the need for another individual. But it comes down to Shalosh Shudis, where people typically don't increase the food. There's much less food Shalosh Shudis, so the Ramah brings that a person should really have Parm Chadashos at Shalosh Shudis. Most people don't know this. Ramah writes, B'Dievre, they don't have Parm Chadashos, they can still say Shav Brachos for Shalosh Shudis, but ideally a person should have Parm Chadashos for Shalosh Shudis. So quickly, what?
Hmm? What is the
because there's no one's marbim in the suda. It's not a. It's a. The food's usually less than it was before.
So the person was marbim in the suda.
Possibly. Yeah, it's 2 days in the Ramah. Yeah, 2 days in the Ramah. It could be also that the. I forget. I think the Ramah. I think he talked about suda. Yeah. Right. So let's quickly recap what we did. We first tried bringing a raya from Mappas Mors. So we said Mappas Mors is very different in the way it is biologically in the system than it is Dam Basulim. Then we brought about the case how he paskin halach lemaisa in terms of bir rishona or not. We discussed the case of Shabbos versus Yom Tov. The Yom Tov might be allowed because Hutra Latzarach, Hutra Nami Shal Latzarach, as opposed to Shabbos doesn't have a Heter. And then we spoke of Shav L'chol Nefesh, has to be that which is equal. Mugber is not Shav L'chol Nefesh. Tzvi is considered Ochol Shav L'chol Nefesh. And then we discussed the concept of Hora used on the word Isser. There are a number of instances where they do align with each other. And the Mice we paskin that one may have Bir Rishona B'tchili with Shabbos. We discussed then Shav Brachos of a Basula versus Almana, 1 day versus 7 days Shav Brachos, 3 days of Simcha, marrying a Bacha versus marrying an Almon. We discussed then two different sources of a minion for Birchas Chasanim, either from Vayikach Chasar Anashim Mizikni Ha'ir, or from Makelis Baruchu, back and forth how they learn from each other, that the Uber B'mei Iban would sing a Shira. They sang a Shira at Kriyas Yamsuf, and then the Indian of 10 people to be Mepharsim and Milsa, and then finally we spoke about what exactly is the Birchas Chasanim, the Tzayt in the base Chasanim and Bichuppa, but Rabbi Huda would say even in the base Erison, and exactly the Nusach Lebracha that was brought down as well. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.